as a whole, all that you need to remember is the Siksha Valli. We have only, there is no Brahma Swarupa Vichara. There is no Atma Swarupa Vichara. So there is no such, that is why the subject matter is neither the Brahman nor the Atma nor Ishvara. But Ishvara is there, but see, only when you understand these upasanam, the meditative techniques described here, even if you are not expected to practice these techniques, at least you will know the meaning behind the meditations you are already practicing. Or already whatever you are thinking of meditation, you have been practicing some sort of meditations. You will know the meaning of what you are doing only now, when you understand these meditations. See, this even on Thursday, in my introduction to Vedanta classes, I talked about this. And even on Shivratri day, I just hinted this. Even the 6th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, when you study, you will have this idea. Because Bhagavad Gita is not different, the teaching of Bhagavad Gita is not different from the Upanishadic teaching. And here again, I am repeating it for your remembering it. What is upasanam for? What is meditation for? Upasanam itself is saguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha. Manasa vyaparaha, mental activity. Any mental activity is not upasanam, is not meditation. When I say mental activity, means there is no physical body is not involved in that. Verbal activity, oral activity, the speech is not involved in that. Purely the mind alone is involved in that activity. Therefore, it's called pure mental activity is meditation. That is why meditation is a mental activity. But any mental activity is not meditation. Simply to worry on something without doing anything is also mental activity. You don't need to walk, you don't need to read, you don't need to speak. Simply keeping your eyes open or closed, thinking of something when you're worried, keep on worrying also, it's a mental activity. So any mental activity is not a meditation, but meditation is a mental activity. This is saguna brahma is the vishayaha. Yes, yeah. Upasanasya. Tad upasanam. Saguna brahma vishaya upasanam. Vishayaka upasanam. Saguna brahma vishaya manasa vyaparaha. Saguna brahma is Ishvara. What is Ishvara here? The manifest reality, when you look at it as a manifest, as the universe, Ishvara. The whole cosmos is Ishvara. All that is here is only Ishvara. When you say all that is here is only Ishvara, there is no second thing other than Ishvara. What about the meditator? What about the act of meditation? What about the object of meditation? Everything is Ishvara. What about the mind which is involved in this, in the function of this act of meditation? Because body is not involved, speech is not involved, sense organs are not involved. Only mind alone is mainly involved in this meditation. What about the mind? The mind also is Ishvara. Therefore, we have to understand It is very mind itself being part of the whole, the Ishwaraha. The mind, the meditator itself being a part of the whole, the Ishwaraha. The act of meditation being Ishwara, the object of meditation being Ishwara, how is it possible for this little mind, tiny little mind, which is just a peck of dust in this whole cosmos, how is it possible for this mind to comprehend and to visualize, to meditate on Ishwara, the whole? Is it clear? It's too vast and too big for this tiny mind to meditate on Ishwara, the whole. It is too abstract, in fact. When you say the whole is Ishwara, Ishwara is the whole, it is too abstract a fact. Too abstract, too big. So the mind cannot conceive, in fact, because mind itself is part of the whole. That is why meditation is always on Ishwara only. Otherwise, if Ishwara is not the object of meditation, then we do not call it meditation. The object upon, no, Ishwara is the object of meditation, invoked. It's called Upasya Devata, or you can say Upasana Vishayaha is Ishwaraha, Bhagavan, the whole. It's not the Brahma Swarupam, it's not the Atma Swarupam, it's not the very nature of reality you are dwelling upon. Therefore, because it is not easy for us to dwell upon Ishwaraha, Bhagavan, the whole, we always have an alambanam, a support. Okay, we have to remember, any upasanam involves upasakaha, the meditator, upasya devata, or upasana vishyaha, the object of meditation, and the alambanam, the support upon which the given devata or Ishwara is invoked. Is it clear now? Alambanam, upasana vishyaha, upasakaha. The symbol is not directly an object of meditation. A symbol is something which represents the object of meditation. Is it clear? For an example, any country, suppose in India, we have that, we worship everything. So we worship even the land as Bharata Mata. How do we worship all the states? Gujarati speaking, Hindi speaking, Marathi speaking, Tamil speaking, you know, so many states and speaking so many languages. And all the states together, we have to imagine how can you worship Bharata Mata, India? How can you really, just you can have India. You have to pray, you know, just bow to India. Is it possible to think of all the states? Because one of the states, I am an inhabitant of one of the states. In the one state, one particular district, in one particular village, in one particular street, one particular house, one particular small room, puja room, I sit there, which occupies a very small. And then that, there again, little mind, subtle mind. And this mind is dwelling upon big. Even if any country, for the matter, any country you want to worship as Devata or as Ishwara, it's too big, isn't it? That's why you have a symbol. We have Dhvajaha, which represents, you know, Bharata Deshaha. If it is an object of meditation, then flag becomes an alambanam. The whole of England is object of meditation. the England flag becomes what? Alambanam. You go and stand and salute the flag. Means what? You salute the whole country, all the beings there. That's why we never put a flag under the feet, okay? Because our breath. Here we see people put flags everywhere. Flag means it represents the whole culture, the whole land, the whole lifestyle, all the people, all that goes with the vision goes with the culture, everything. That's why we never let the flag fall down. Because it's a symbol, alambanam. The flag is just a small cloth, piece of cloth, okay? We can tear and throw it, and we sometimes use cloth for so many things. We don't really, the cloth has the reverence. Because of what it represents. A small piece of cloth can be simply a something which you use it for wiping and then throw it away. But it's the same cloth, if it is used as a symbol of the something, then it becomes revered. Is it clear now? Similarly here also, alambanam is something which you should understand. This is what the problem with people. People don't understand why we worship these small murtis here. Oh, you people worship so many forms and so many gods. Who said? It's all alambanam. Symbol which represents Ishvara, the whole. Similarly, for Ishvara, the whole, too abstract for completely non-concrete vastu, non-concrete concept, isn't it? And for which you have concrete grass symbol, which represents the subtle, abstract whole, Ishvara. So, upasakaha, upasana vishayaha, and alambanam. Three things are involved here, you have to remember. And upasana phalam is what? Adrishta phalam. Punyam is the phalam. So, antahkarna shuddhihi, antahkarna naischalyam is the upasana phalam. Again. Therefore, what is upasanam? It is a manasam karma, manasa vyaparaha. It is a preparatory discipline. Anything which contributes for the preparation of the mind is said to be a discipline. Therefore, upasanam also is supposed, upasanam is also one of the very important disciplines. Discipline, when I say, it means preparatory. I don't need to really use the adjective preparatory. Anything can be called a discipline if it contributes for preparation. The very adjective preparatory discipline means it's not necessary. But I can say, okay, preparatory discipline. And here in this particular thing, we are going to see in this chapter 5 upasanani. Pancha upasana is meditation. Upasanam is also meditation. You can use upasanam or upasana, the words. And 5 meditation, 5 upasanani are presented here. As I told you, and here, what is that which is taken for upasanam? This upasanam is called samhita upasanam. Samhita is the word which means combination, a joining in of the letters. Or the Vedic, Vedic combination of letters. Vedic, or you can say simply also in Sanskrit language, we have euphonic combination. You have this combination of letters in every language, I think. Because the combination letters, when they become combined, there's a change which takes place. Like how the change takes place, I've explained to you before that. When you chanted now, Shanno Mit Shatrasham Varunaha. I'm teaching how the change comes. Sham is the word. Sham, Naha, Sham, Naha, Indraha, Sham, Naha, Varunaha, Sham, Naha, Bhavatu, Aryama. These are all the words. Sham, Naha, together, when they come together, what is the change that takes place because of the combination? Shannu, Shanna, Shanna. Then, Naha, Shannaha, Indraha, together when they come together, what happens? Shannu, Mitraha comes again. After that, Shannu, Mitra. Then, Naha becomes No. Sham makara goes, nakara comes. Then this shan no mitra. Then naha, again visarga goes, becomes o. Shan no mitra. Sham naha mitraha. When they come together, shan no mitraha. Mitra sham varunaha. Again when sham follows. This is how, when the letters come together and a change takes place. Understand? So here also we have what now? This is a Vedic combination of letters which is called Sandhihi or Sandhi Prakaranam. You study in Sanskrit grammar, or it's a particular chapter specially discussing this euphonic combination. In Tamil also we have Punarchi. Ezhuthukal sekkudrum Punarchi. So here it is called Samhita. But Samhita, when you, in mantra, when it comes, you come across here in chanting, Samhita, the makara followed by ha, ta, ra, now it becomes sagum. Gum sound it hums. It happens. It gets. Athata sagum hitaya upanishadam ya akhya syamaha. Athata sagum hitaya upanishadam ya akhya syamaha. No other swara. All udatta swaras. Athata sagum hitaya upanishadam ya akhya syamaha. So that I'd explained the meaning of the one word atha. Atha means thereafter. Thereafter means what? After having done the Veda Adhyayanam. How long the student would have spent? At least 8 years or maximum 12 years to study one Veda. So with this start at the age of 7, 6, they would have studied. By the time they become 18, 19 and all, they would have studied one Veda at least thoroughly. Or their own, and if they are given to one shaka, one adhyaya, they would have studied. But atha means, atha, the word atha, he emphasizes what? The student who comes to study this meditative technique is already supposed to have studied the Veda, done the Veda Adhyanam. So Veda Mantras, Parayanam, must have studied. That means how he would have studied, he would have followed many ways of studying the Veda Mantras. I mentioned some names. Actually, there are some men, Swamis, and then who really were given to study of Veda Parayanam. And they know more about it also, because we don't need to do this. Generally, women, we don't study Veda Mantras. Veda study, Veda Adhyayanam is not allowed for women because certain reasons. We study certain important things. And then they know how many ways of studying. As I told you, Pada Pataha, Krama Pataha, Jata Pataha, Gana Pataha. Ganana Am, Tva, 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 Gananam, 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 Tva, Tva, like that. We had to, different ways of putting it, first word, second word, second word. Like that, many ways of learning it. They would have studied so many times and so thoroughly without any other, and no movie, no film, no cinema, no outing, no theater, nothing. All the time, do something and then study Veda means. how clean that would have, life would have been. I'm not saying it is not now nice now, but still I'm saying they had nothing else to do. So they have thorough knowledge of Veda mantras. Atha. They already told you. Ataha. The student has come after having studied the Veda mantras thoroughly. Therefore, he knows every word and all the combinations, etc., very thoroughly. He knows how to split. He knows how to combine. He knows if we combine, what will be the word. If we split, what the word would be. Like you all know now. Sham, naha. You know at least that much, no? You also know now. Shanno, mitra. Means you all know. When we together, combined, shanno, mitra. Split, separated, sham, naha, mitraha. You all know this. Like that, we know only one word here, one mantra now. The Vedic student knows all the Vedas thoroughly. In fact, he knows where the letter originates from and what is the Devata of now. It is like saying Shivaha, means he should know. It's called Salakshana. Ganapati means actually Shivaha means Shakara Uttara, Ikara Uttara, Vakara Uttara, Akara Uttara, Visargaha. He'll say that Shivaha means. And what I'm saying? Splitting everything. And what each letter, what is it, Devata? He knows that also. Why I'm saying, we don't need to worry about it. This is how disciplined they were, just to have an idea of the Vedic culture. I'm teaching it again and repeating it. So here, this, so Samhita Upasanam. Samhita, this Vedic combination of letters is taken for meditation. Therefore, this Upasanam is called Samhita Upasanam. So we shall explain here. He says that. That is why there, atha, then ataha comes. Atha, ataha. Ataha, therefore. We shall now explain, therefore, what this meditative, Vedic meditative techniques for the student who has already done the Veda Adhyayanam, who will not find it difficult to understand this meditative technique. You may ask, Shankara explains in his Bhashyam, why there are so many things to be taken for object, taken as object of meditation. Nowadays we have what now? See, Puranic input, we are following more of Puranic meditation. For Ganeshaha. Now we say Vishnuhu. Vishnuhu is the total gross manifestation. Is Vishnuhu. Is it possible for you to comprehend? No. Shivaha, the total unmanifest universe is Shivaha. How can you comprehend this? That is why we have Salagrama as a symbol for Vishnuhu. Puranic. And we have Shivalingam for the total unmanifest. It's all symbols. Pratikas. And we are not happy with the Pratikas also. We have Pratimas. We have Murti. Sitting like this and all that. Puranic. For nowadays, whatever you are familiar with, you had to be provided with those alambanams. The alam object of meditation is always Ishwaraha. Please understand. Vedic period or non-Vedic period times, what is an object of meditation? Ishwaraha. But alambanam has become different. Object of meditation is different. Now we have flame. Light. Different murtis we have. So in Vedic period, we didn't have all those things. Why? Because the student is more familiar with Veda mantras and some of the grammar, etc. highly intelligent, bright mind, with the very little resources, much brighter minds they had. So that there is not much distraction, I'm saying. The mind was sharper because not much distraction. The less the mind is distracted, sharper the mind, buddhi can be. We think sometimes the knowledge we have wide knowledge. That's not true. The knowledge one may have more information one can gather, the more you're exposed. But the sharp buddhi won't be sharper enough. Because scattered, isn't it? Whereas here in Veda Kala, Vedic times, all the time they had to spend the time only in learning Vedas. Therefore they had thorough knowledge. That is why the Samhita Vedic combination of letters has been taken for meditation. Okay, you all might ask the question, why should Veda make it so complicated? That is why his answer. Athatasagamhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha. Athatasagamhitaya Upanishadam Vyakhyasyamaha. Okay. So here, see, there are, what is alambanam now? A symbol which represents the object of meditation is alambanam. In combination of letters, there is always a preceding letter, 1, and the following letter, 1, 2, and the junction, the place where these two letters come together, and then the change brought about, by this combination. There are 4 factors you have to remember. In this combination of letters, there are 4 factors involved. Purva Rupam. Say now, Purva Rupam. The final letter of the preceding word. And the first letter of the following word. Uttara Rupam. Uttara Rupam. And when they come together, the place where they both come together is called Sandhihi, junction. The third factor. And when they come together, the change takes place. And as a change, some other letter also might get inserted there newly. So that newly arriving, that newly joining letter is another factor which is called Sandhanam. Say now, Sandhanam. So in Vedic Upas, here particularly, when you are going to meditate upon the Vedic combination of letters, not you are going to meditate upon, when you are studying the meditative technique here, and this which is called Samhita Upasanam, Upasanam on is Samhita, combination of letters, we have to remember 4 factors. Purva Rupam, say now, Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam. So the final letter of the first word, first letter of the following word, and the place where they come together, and the change, the entry of the other new letter. It's called Sandhanam. Say Purva Rupam, say Purva Rupam, Uttararupam
Sandihi
Sandhanam. Now for example, I tell you, Surya Udayaha. Surya Udayaha. The two words now. Simple word I'm giving so that everybody can understand. In Surya, what is the first word? Surya. What is the final vowel letter of that Surya? A vowel. Which vowel? Akara. And what is the second word? Udayaha. And what is the first sound of the word Udayaha? Vowel? U. And when they come together, that's the combination, the place where they're combined, okay, is called what? Sandhihi. And what change happens there? This ukara goes, becomes O. Isn't it? O is what now? It's become different. Sandhanam. So, purva rupam, uttara rupam, sandhihi, sandhanam. These four places, these four factors involved in the combination of letters are taken as four alambanams. Is it okay now? Four alambanams. You have to remember the four factors involved in this combination of letters are taken as four alambanams. That means there'll be four objects of meditation. Each alambanam stands for each object of meditation. So we are going to see what are those objects of meditation, we'll see later on. Now I'm explaining here first. Now Guru Payarchi. I heard in Tamil also one word, okay? You all please stand, accept me. Guru Payarchi. Guru, then Payarchi, two different words. Then what happens? These two come together. What is the last letter? U. What is the first letter? There is not in vowel, consonant. But in between, what you have to put now? Guru Payarchi. Ippu comes, isn't it? So, U in Guru, the Ru, is what? Purva Rupam. Ippu in the following word is called Uttara Rupam. I mean, the Sandhi, the junction where they meet, they come together, is called Sandhihi. And again, one more Ippu comes there, isn't it? Guru Payarchi. That newly comes. If it is separate, you won't have Guru here, Payarchi here, you won't have Guru Payarchi. That Ip is called what now? Sandhanam. Is it clear now? Is what? Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam. Remember these things. Purva Rupam, Uttara Rupam, Sandhihi, Sandhanam. And all these four factors are taken as Alambanam. Okay? Alambanam for meditation. Therefore, this upasanam is called Samhita Upasanam. Now, here, Shankara Bhagavatpada takes a word to explain this. We take a word from Yajurveda. That is why it's difficult. Yajurveda. Yajurveda begins with there is a mantra, first mantra begins with the two words, Ishetva. At least in all the temples, when they perform pujas, whether they know all the Vedas or not, they know the first mantra of each Veda. They chant. Chatur Vedam Avadharya, hey Bhagavan, now we are going to chant four Vedas, please listen. And they chant. And they won't chant all the mantras. Where is the time? So from each Veda they take one sentence and they Agnimi Ile Purohitam over. And then they take another one mantra from first mantra from each Veda. They chant and we finish. Oh, Chatur Veda they finish. all four Vedas they finish in temples. If you go hereafter, you give ear. Okay, mm-hmm. After puja everything is done, and last they'll say, they'll make, they also sing Tamil. Okay, Dravida Gana Priya, Dravida Gana Avadharaya. In Maharashtra, they may sing something else. In Gujarat, something else. Like we have different ones. But on all over India, what is one common thing? Chaturvedam Avadharaya. That's one thing which holds all of us together. Then we chant, we can hear this first mantra of every Veda. And there, for this upasanam, we take two words from the first mantra of Yajurveda. Begins with what? Ishetva. Ishe is one word. Please listen carefully. I'm entering into that now. Ishe is one word. Tva is another word. So what is the final letter of the first word? Ishe. Ishe, what is the final word? A. Final sound, letter? A. The vowel A is the vowel which is the final letter of the preceding word, Ishe. Is it clear? Then the following word is what? Tva. We are taking this word from the Veda. And Tva. So what is the Tva means? Just it, iv, a, isn't it? Then what is the first letter of the following word, Tva? It, takara. Therefore, purvarupam is yekaraha in ishe and uttararupam is takaraha, it, in the following word. And when they come together, the sandhihi, the junction, the place where they come together is called sandhihi. And when they come together, one more takara has to be inserted there. Ishetva. One more it comes there. A, already one it is there, which is uttara rupam. And sandhi, one more takara has to be added. Ishetva. That another takara, it, which is added in between, is called what? Sandhanam. Is it clear now? A is Purvarupam, Ontakara is Uttararupam, and where they come together is called Sandhihi, and another Takara which is inserted there, the emergent letter there, is called what? Sandhanam. Okay, and these four letters, okay, these four rupam, four form, factors are the alambanam for meditation. Don't think it's very complicated, okay? That's why I said you're only understanding the Vedic meditation, you're not practicing it. Uttara rupam, purva rupam and sandhihi sandhanam. And here we are going to, that means if four alambanani are there, that means in each alambanam there will be one object of meditation. For each alambana, one object of meditation will be there. Therefore, how many upasana vishyaha, how many objects are meditation now? Four. And Upanishad presents five meditations. Therefore, five meditations means how many? 20 devatas, so 20 upasana vishyaha are meditated upon four alambanams. Five times. Isn't it clear now? 20 devatas are meditated upon. 20 objects of meditation are meditated upon. invoked upon these four alambanams. And how here Upanishad takes different the objects of different groups. For each meditation, the objects of meditation are different. They belong to one discipline, one field. It's like, suppose if I ask you, may you all meditate only upon four different people who are famous only in sports field. You can think of four different people, but they should be only within what? Sports field. Maybe tennis, maybe, no, cricket, whatever you know. So for the people from only sports field means you cannot think of their, you're not thinking of anybody else. Stephen Hawking, you can't bring in him. Why? He doesn't fit in within sports field. You think only of four people who are famous in sports field. Like that, Upanishad also takes what? Different objects of meditation. He takes five objects of meditation. Each meditation, the objects are from different fields, connected to different things. And you think of four people from, famous people from the sports field. Then you think of, we could think of four scientists. People who are known, very well known only in science field. I think of four historians. I think of four, beautiful gardens. I think of four artists who are famous in fine arts. Understand now? So, objects of meditation, we have five different meditations, and alambanams are the same four alambanams. What is that? Purvarupam, Uttararupam, Sandehi, Sandhanam are the alambanam. But the objects of meditation, objects invoked upon those alambanams are different. Is it clear now? Therefore, five meditations are presented here means, in each meditation, four objects of meditation invoked upon the same four alambanams. Therefore, we get totally 20 objects of meditation. Upasana Vishayaha, and so now 20. Is it clear? Don't worry about it. Just listen to me. It's enough. You will become very clear after some time. When you move to the second, next Anuvaka, it will become much clearer. Therefore, he says, now we shall explain the meditation which is not Vedantic, which is not Nididhyasanam, which is only Upasanam. That is why it says, panchasvadhikaraneshu. So, panchasvadhikaraneshu, panchasu adhikaraneshu. Adhikaraneshu means what now? In five different departments, in five different sectors, in five different fields. It means what? Objects of meditation are taken from five different aspects, and they are meditated upon these four alambanani, four supports. Alambana means a support, a symbol of object meditation. And what are they? He says, adhilokam.
Adhilokam.
adhijyotisham,
adhijyotisham,
adhividyam,
adhividyam,
adhiprajam,
adhiprajam,
adhyatmam,
adhyatmam,
adhilokam, adhiloka upasana, adhijyotisha upasana, adhividya upasana, adhipraja upasana, adhyatma upasana. Is it clear now? I mean, adhilokam, adhilokam means what? Meditation upon. See, what are the objects that are invoked upon these four alambanams? Adhiloka means the object of meditation is okay, loka, anything pertaining to the lokas. Adhi means anything pertaining to. The four objects pertaining to the worlds is called what? Adhilokam. Objects, four objects which are invoked upon the first meditation is what now? Loka upasanam. I mean, actually the Samhita upasanam only. What is the first one there? In Samhita upasanam, here lokaha is the object of meditation. Not just the lokaha. Adhi means anything pertaining to. Anything pertaining to the lokas is called adhilokam. Therefore, lokaha is the things which are pertaining to the lokaha are taken as objects of meditation. They are the objects invoked upon these alambanams. Is it clear or not? Is it confusing?
No.
Please be very clear. I have already explained to you what is alambanam. Now you are talking about the objects of meditation. Upasakaha, upasana alambanam, upasana vishayaha. Now it is not explained here. Now we are going to see every upasam separately in other following mantras. Here it only, this anuvaka only introduces what are those five different meditations taught in this chapter. We have not yet gone to enter into the different upasanas. We are only learning what are those five different upasanas. Just the names. Adhiloka means objects of meditation pertaining to the lokaha, worlds, is called what? Adhilokam. First. Then, adhijyotisham. Anything pertaining to the luminaries. Jyotish, jyotish is a luminary. Anything pertaining to the luminary is called what? Adhijyotisham. Therefore, the things connected to the jyotisham. Jyotisham. Isn't it? The luminaries. The luminaries, isn't it? Here are become taken as the objects of meditation. They are invoked here. Then adhividyam. Anything pertaining to knowledge is called what? Adhividyam. Vidya is knowledge. Adhividya means anything connected to, associated with, pertaining to knowledge is called adhividyam. So all four things which are connected to knowledge are invoked here as objects of meditation upon these four different alambanams. Then adhiprajam. Praja means progeny. Adhiprajam means what? Things connected to progeny or adhiprajam. So here four different things connected to progeny are invoked upon these four different alambanams. Adhiprajam. Then adhyatmam. Here atma means the physical body. Please understand, in this context atma means physical body and adhyatma means anything, all that is connected or pertaining to the body is called adhyatmam. So four different things connected to the body are invoked upon these four different alambanams. Is it clear? For example, you can say head, trunk, you know, feet. Understand that feet belong to what? The body. Head belongs to what? The body. Trunk belongs to what? Body. Hands belong to what? The body. You can take two hands, trunk, head, feet. These four belong to what? The body. You don't take one luminary, one body like that. All the four objects that are invoked, objects of meditation, are taken from one thing. That means which we all together belong to one category. Is it clear now? So first we take what? All those here. We have lokaha. Loka sambandhi vishayaha. Loka sambandhi vishayaha. Then vidya sambandhi vishayaha. Then this luminary sambandhi vishayaha. Jyotish sambandhi vishayaha. Connected. Then also sharira sambandhi vishayaha. You take four different things belonging to a given category as objects of meditation, and they are invoked upon these four alambanams. What are the alambanams? Combination of letters, isn't it? And what are they here? Purva rupam in combination, uttara rupam in combination, sandhihi in combination, sandhanam in combination. These four together involve what? Combination of letters. Samhita. Purva rupam, uttara rupam, sandhihi, sandhanam. The four things together constitute what? Samhita. And this is samhita. These four aspects which constitute the samhita are taken as alambanani, support, a symbol which represents the abstract object of meditation. And in each of these alambanam, different object is invoked. And the first meditation, you know, all the four different objects invoked upon these four different alambanams are connected to the lokaha. And four different objects invoked upon these four different alambanams are connected to, next, jyotisham, luminaries. And four different objects invoked upon these four different alambanams are connected to knowledge. And four different objects invoked upon these four alambanams is what again? Progeny. Then four different parts of the body are invoked upon this four alambanams. Therefore, 20 objects are invoked, isn't it, in five different upasanams upon these four different alambanams. Therefore, five meditations are presented here. What are they? Adhyatma. We'll read it now. Adhilokamadhi jyotishamadhi vidyamadhi prajamadhyatmam.
Adhilokamadhi
jyotishamadhi vidyamadhi prajamadhyatmam. If you can study Taittiriya Upanishad thoroughly, then it is as good as studying all other Upanishads thoroughly. Okay, that's why I have taken up this Upanishad. I am getting old. I don't know how long Bhagavan will allow us to be together. So I thought, let me teach this properly first. And really, I'm really praying that my stay here, my presence here, my living in this country, this cold weather and all that, really should be really effective. I don't say that I don't care for everything. No, no. I am already free. I don't need anything. But having come here, I really genuinely feel all of you should be blessed. Pray to Bhagavan, you should be blessed with clarity. That is the ultimate aim, isn't it? I'm not simply teaching also, I'm really praying also that you all should be blessed with clarity. So here, adhilokam adhijyotisham adhividyam adhiprajam adhyatmam. Adhilokam adhijyotisham adhividyam adhiprajam adhyatmam. Because all together, one sentence, look at this now. Adhilokam adhijyotisham adhividyam adhiprajam adhyatmam.
Adhilokam adhijyotisham
adhiprajam adhyatmam. Adhilokam adhijyotisham.
Adhilokam
adhijyotisham.
Adhijyotisham. Adhijyotisham.
Adhilokam adhijyotisham.
Adhilokam adhijyotisham.
Adhiprajam adhyatmam.
Adhiprajam adhyatmam.
Adhiprajamadhyatmam.
Adhiprajamadhyatmam.
Adhilokam adhijyotisham adhividyam adhiprajamadhyatmam.
Adhilokam
adhijyotisham adhividyam adhiprajamadhyatmam. We have not yet entered into the technique of meditation. We are only understanding what these five meditations are. And here we say, these samhitas. Samhitas means what? These uttara rupam, purva rupam, sandhihi, sandhanam. Okay, these samhitas which are served as, which are looked upon as the alambanam, symbol for these upasya devatas, they are said to be great samhitas. I told you already, the cloth, a piece of cloth which used for any wiping is ordinary cloth. But the same cloth, if it becomes a flag, then we revere it, we keep it safe, we bow to it. It becomes revered. Similarly here also, these samhitas, this combination of letters are not very great. But still now they become great because they serve as alambanam for these objects of meditation. They represent. I told you, even this turmeric powder in our kitchen, we just take it and then put it like this. But same turmeric, it comes out here and our priest sprinkle some water and if he holds it like this, Ganapati, you bow to it. Also, even cow dung for us. Cow dung, how we take it in here? What sort of value you have for cow dung here? Actually, pudicha pullayar, okay? Cow dung, we take cow dung, and you hold like this, just take the cow dung and hold like this, Ganapati. Just fall at the feet. The position immediately it becomes revered. Alambanam. The same cow dung, which is, we don't even touch in this country. We touch, okay? No problem. Here, don't even touch here. And that cow dung becomes, we bow to highly revered because it represents Ishvara. Same stone, ordinary stone, we just throw it. But we bow to it if it becomes Sivalinga. The same fossilized wood becomes salagrama for us. Vishnu. All these alambanams, otherwise just a stone, simple stone, simple wood, simple thing. Cow. You think cow just an animal. For us, 33 crore devargal. Now cow represents all the 33 crores of devatas. Ishvara the whole. Cow we bow to. Any book, after all a paper, people walk on this paper. For us, it's alambanam for Saraswati. That's why we can't walk. Alambanam. Understand? So book becomes alambanam for Saraswati, the Shakti learning. Any rupee, every, see, I tell you all, the one penny coin, you throw it here and there. One penny also, I take it if I see somewhere, I put it in my pocket, not for buying anything. Because I don't want it to be, you know, walked on by other people. Because every coin becomes alambanam for Lakshmi. Now, understand what is alambanam? A coin becomes, a rupee note becomes, a pound note becomes alambanam for Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, the wealth. And every grain, rice, we will not walk on. No, it is represents Lakshmi for us. Grain is Lakshmi. Turmeric is Lakshmi. Paddy, you know, the paddy is Lakshmi. The, you know, even you see this banana plantain is Lakshmi for us. Any food is Lakshmi because Mahalakshmi, wealth in form of food. Because alambanam, everything in this thing is what? Alambanam. One thing becomes alambanam, stands for the entire prosperity. The food. You know, anything you see, Shakti becomes alambanam for Shakti, the whole, the energy as such, whole. Understand now? So, what I'm saying, this everything, what is alambanam, what is invoked, why it becomes revered? Nalambanam becomes revered because of the devata, the, you know, the object of reverence, because of the greatness of the object of meditation which is invoked upon. Simple, book becomes Saraswati. Book is alambanam for Saraswati. You can imagine the all total power of learning in all the buddhi. Saraswati, goddess of learning, the power of the power of intellect in all the buddhis, the knowledge in all the manifest knowledge in all the beings here. Can you visualize? Therefore, you need you need alambanam. Every book you bow to, it's alambanam. Is it clear enough? Similarly, that is why the alambanam by itself is not great, but alambanam being representative of something very sublime in the thing as Ishvara, therefore it becomes what? Highly revered. Similarly, here these samhitas here, what are the alambanams for in our meditation here? Samhitaha, isn't it? These samhitas, this combination of letters, even these combinations, all these four different forms involved in this combination of letters, which serve as alambanam for these lokas, these luminaries, and these, you know, different aspects of knowledge, etc., they become highly revered. Therefore, we call what? Mahasamhitaha. Is it clear now? Why Mahasamhitaha? These are the great samhitas. Hope you're all following. Ta Mahasagamhita. Ta Mahasagamhita. Ityachakshate. Ityachakshate. So the next we'll see later on. The next line, the Adiloka Upasana is the next one, which we are not going to see today. We'll see in the next class. Every Upasana we are going to see separately in every class. Okay, not every class. Next class we'll see. But here we'll do that till then and we'll stop. Sahanau Yashaha. Sahanau Brahma Varchasam. Sahanau Brahma Varchasam. What do these two sentences say? These two sentences present prayer. Who is the one who is praying? The student. And praying for whose benefit? Both the teacher and the taught. And here, when does he pray? Before he starts his study of Upasana. Thereafter, why I explained already in the class. Then this Upanishad is called Samhita Upasanam. Samhita means what? Combination of letters. And combination of letters, Sandhi, involve four factors. What are they? Purvarupam, Uttararupam, Sandhihi and Sandhanam. And these four factors involved in the combination of letters are here said to be the alambanani, support symbols for which represents the actual objects of meditation. Therefore, this upasanam is on these samhitas are taken as alambanam. Samhita factors are taken as alambanani, support symbols of meditation. This upasanam is called samhita upasanam. And here, what is the Vedic word that is taken here? It is not mentioned in the mantra here. We have to understand it from Shankara's Bhashyam. Ishetva. Ishe is the first word. Tva is the following word. The Purva Rupam is Ekaraha. Uttara Rupam is Takaraha. And Sandhihi, there is a Sandhihi. The place of combination and the what comes there is what? Sandhanam, which is another Takaraha. These four A, Purva Rupam and Takara, Uttara Rupam and Sandhihi and Sandhanam, the another Takara. These four are taken as Alambanam, symbols of meditation. And what are the objects here? The 20 objects presented. And 20 objects means what? There are 5 different meditations and in each meditation, 4 different objects are meditated upon, these 4 different alambanams. And in each meditation, the objects taken for meditation belong to one given category. Therefore, the Upanishad presents as what? Adhiloka Upasana, Adijyotisha Upasana, Adividya Upasana, Adipraja Upasana, Adhyatma Upasana. Is it clear now? Adhiloka Madhi Jyotisha Madhi Vidya Madhi Praja Madhyatmam.
Adhiloka Madhi
Jyotisha Madhi Vidya Madhi Praja Madhyatmam. I think you're all hungry now. Adhilokamadijyotishamadividyamadiprajamadhyatmam.
Adhilokamadijyotishamadividyamadiprajamadhyatmam.
Tamahasagumhita. Ityachakshate. Ityachakshate. Taha mahasamhitaha iti achakshate. Those 4 factors involved in the combination of letters which serve as alambanams, symbols of meditation, symbols for the objects of meditation are said to be mahasamhitaha, great samhitaha. Why? Because they serve as symbols, they represent, the great objects of meditation which are highly revered. Is it clear now? I stop here. Now it is going to come like this. Athadhilokam, athadhilokam. Now we are going to begin the Adhiloka Upasana first. I'm not going to do it now. I'm just reading it out to complete the Anuvaka. Prithivi, prithivi purvalo, purvarupam, purvarupam, dyaurutararupam, dyaurutararupam. Akashasandhihi, Vayusandhanam, Ityadhilokam. Okay, I'll stop here. I have to explain this. Now you have known. Actually, the Adhiloka Upasana doesn't end with this third Anuvaka, it goes to fourth Anuvaka also. So we'll see these upasanas in the next class. I want to introduce. If you have not understood anything what I have said today, if I have confused knowingly or unknowingly, and please come to the next class, we will talk about it. I thought maybe I will dictate notes for this. That's a good thing. if you want. If you feel, don't want spoon feeding, then I leave it. Maybe just to make it easier, not to get... Maybe next class we'll keep the board so I can explain to you also. Ishetva, you have to remember. Purva rupam, uttara rupam, sandhihi, sandhanam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva.